This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh, 7 at the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen to be at your service and on your side. We can start another hour of conversation. I want to make mention of something that I learned about actually yesterday. I was driving back from the airport, coming back to the farm, and I was listening to a local talk radio broadcast. Something happened in Boston over the weekend that doesn't... It can't go without mention or discussion. This is the story of a fellow who had been, and there were seven incidents like this, apparently over the last 7 weeks, where there were half a dozen or more illegal entrance rapes in Boston. The whole business of college is opening. One of the things that's sick about that is that the number of rapes goes up at this time of year because the girls are coming back to college. So one fellow was arrested over the weekend who has been deported 7 times. Ugh. 7 times. This guy has been deported. He came back. He's been convicted, somehow or other escaped the system when he was convicted of raping a co-ed a couple of years ago, and instead of going to jail and staying there, they deported him. And he came back again and was caught doing the same thing this past week. How much of this stuff? You cannot pass over this. People just cannot say that, oh, well, it's, you know, it happens. Those sorts of things happen in every segment of society. You know, this is not... The acceptability or lack thereof isn't even strong enough. The legal versus illegal, the right versus wrong, it just doesn't hack it. And how we just kind of, again, we pass it off as something that, oh, well, just happens, it's one of those things. No, it isn't. And it can't be. When we start having an attitude like that toward those sorts of things, never mind that rape, the attitude toward rape among men especially, and parents of boys who get charged with it and are guilty of it, and they get off with a slap on the wrist. But here we have illegals who are in this country committing rapes, and they get, instead of being put in jail, they get deported, they come back and they do the same thing? It's so infuriated me when I heard that yesterday. I would have talked about it earlier, but it escaped my memory until just now. And I was looking at another story about what something that was deemed legal when it was really illegal. So it's more than food for thought. We've got to come to grips with what's the definition of right and wrong. And there's nothing about this. It should be left to a court system that just says, "Oh well, go back home again. We'll send you home. You won't do it here again." I mean, what judge in his or her right mind? And that's the trouble with some of these judges. They aren't. They have no common sense whatsoever. How do they get to be judges? Would be my question. Okay, well, you can think about that as Jennifer.
I can tell you how they get to be judges. Most of us go through and go, "Ooh, I like this name. Ooh, that's a girl's name. Ooh, this is that name." And that's how we vote for those people. We don't really understand who
we don't know anything
are.
About them. Mm-hmm.
And most people don't take the time to get educated.
In Massachusetts, they get appointed. They don't get elected. So how do they get...
It's a mixed bag, though. I mean, for the upper courts, they get appointed. Don't you elect lower court judges?
No.
I also find it really hard to become educated about those people. Last time I voted in a local election, I looked online all over the place to try and find information about judges, and there's barely anything. You can, if someone had one or two court cases that people weren't a fan of, or someone wrote an article about, you can find that, but there's barely anything else.
Well, where's the outrage, though, Kara, on social media for these people? I mean, that's what happened. Some judge got railroaded out. Wasn't it in California last year for something like this?
Well, unless there's a big case like the Brock Turner one with the Stanford rape case, unless there's a big case like that, which most of these local judges aren't dealing with, then you don't hear anything about it.
So then that's the news media is not doing its job. Hello, duh.
Well, but if they're not doing anything, if it's just a small case, then what is there for them
to report on? That's a non-starter of a story. Yeah.
Well, in this case, this is not a small story.
Well, in this case, it hasn't been.
Well, obviously, it was reported on a little bit if you heard about it.
Yeah, it's a conversation. Talk radio show. We all make mistakes, no question about that, but this is more than a mistake, way more than a mistake. All right, Jennifer, we have the Waffle House reality. This is Waffle House. I love the Waffle Houses.
Yeah, you do. You're a big fan. I know.
This year when I drive across country with Daisy May, we'll stop. We'll make three or four stops at the Waffle Houses to go along the way. Be fun.
When you go, make sure you ask them about the Waffle House Index, because I had not heard about this before, but apparently it exists.
Oh, yeah, we saw it last year.
Yeah, in and during every hurricane. And so, obviously, all eyes are on Hurricane Dorian right now. It's making its way up our coast. And FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, keeps a close eye on just how bad the storm is, right, to provide people with updates and to keep them safe. One of the things that they use at FEMA is actually the Waffle House. FEMA has been using the Waffle House indicator to measure the severity of a storm. It started back in 2004 after Hurricane Charley. And what happens is they assign color codes to measure the impact a natural disaster has on an area. So it goes like this. If you're near a Waffle House, and if it's a full menu and the restaurant has power and damages is limited or there's no damage at all, it's green on the map. If it's yellow, that means it's limited menu, no power or only power from a generator, and food supplies are low. If it's red, that means that the restaurant is closed, which indicates severe damage or severe flooding, because you know the Waffle House is open even under the most dire circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Always open.
And so what's kind of interesting is that Waffle House is like a guidepost now for FEMA. If they can tell which areas they need to go into in the wake of a hurricane based on the Waffle House Index. For this particular storm, Waffle House has around 340 locations in Florida. So for Dorian, they say that the Waffle House storm team is working around the clock to coordinate trucks and team members to be ready to get the restaurants back open after the hurricane passes through Florida, and then each will get one of those color codes. They have power, the food, the generators. They'll all note that on the map, and FEMA will take notice as to where to direct their resources. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because a lot of people, I think, make fun. Oh, it's a Waffle House, the side of the road. But really, it's got a useful practice in the way they run their restaurants, and they keep them open as quickly. I was listening to an interview, actually, with one of the, I think maybe the CEO of Waffle House, who said it's their job to serve the communities that they're in, and they take that, they're able to monitor whether or not they can open locations based on security cameras. There's like a central command center, I guess, for Waffle House, and they can tap into the cameras inside of every restaurant in the area where hurricanes go through, and they can decide based on that if they can send in their staff and employees.
You know, this is a very interesting American story. Let me just spend a couple of seconds telling you about Waffle House, one of the few family-owned, it's like U-Haul. U-Haul is still owned by the original family that set it up. And because they are not on the stock exchange, nobody really knows how much money they make. But believe me, I know somebody who knows somebody. Waffle House is fabulously profitable. Fabulously, like the U-Haul.
Well, their margins are nothing. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
It costs them very little for any of the food that you eat there.
Yeah. It's very, very profitable. And at a Southern...
Do they sell alcohol at Waffle House?
Nope. They have... eggs and waffles and sausage. That's about it. It's really. There's a scene in that movie that Clint Eastwood and Bradley Cooper were in last year, called the what was that? It was the he was a hauler. He was the mule. Called the mule, and he's in a Waffle House, and he goes in, and it just was very interesting. They shot it in a Waffle House, and the atmosphere there. Every single Waffle House is built exactly the same, and they all look exactly, and they all feel exactly the same when you walk into them. And that may be part of its like consistency. Much as anything else. You know what you're going to get, as Victoria just suggested. You know exactly what you're going to get when you go into a Waffle House. So, anyway, but this is that's a great public service, Jennifer. Thanks for the story about that. Yep. It's 16 and change after the hour here. In a moment, if we have time, I want to do some, I have a couple of things from the vaping department that need our attention right after these words.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there are a couple of aspects to the latest from the world of vaping. Here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, as the school athletic season begins, football players have started Be a Voice, Not an Echo, Framingham Athletes Against Vaping. This in the backdrop of the latest from bootleg cannabis being used in these vaping cartridges that are making people sick all over the place. Even when you can purchase weed legally, some people are still buying these black market vape. You can put, there is vaping, there are now these vaping devices that have regular, good, I guess, I don't know how you describe it, respectable weed in them. So why are people still buying the bootleg stuff and getting sick in New York, New Jersey, Utah, yeah, all over the place? It's cheaper. How much cheaper is it?
Well, you don't pay all the tax on it. So, you know, and it's, yeah, and if there's maybe not a dispensary near you, then that might just be easier to go through your dealer or friends who have a dealer. I don't know.
California, Jennifer, the state has kicked off Get Hashtag WeedWise to inform people of the health impacts of this. Does anybody go there? CaliforniaPotCheck.com. Those places, every state's probably got a PotCheck.com. But for God's sakes, using these things at this point in time seems ridiculous. Be careful. What do they say? A word to the wise? It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody recognize Taylor Swift at this point. This song, released on the heels of Lover, Taylor Swift on the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge this week. So she's singing. They do this sort of thing. It's serious, right? They have a studio there, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People come in and do live sets. So that's what went on at the BBC Radio's Live Lounge. Her set featured several tracks from the new album, as well as a cover of Can't Stop Loving You from Phil Collins. This is another version of Can't Stop Loving You that's older than that. I don't think it doesn't sound like the same song, though, to me.
I think you're right. I think that Phil Collins covered it.
Yeah. I can't, but it doesn't sound like this. Crank it up a little bit more, will you, Karen? No. I can't stop loving you. Enjoy the other song.
No, but this song, I think, is a rework of something else.
Of Phil Collins' song.
Yeah, I think he reworked someone else's version of it.
All right, let's hear his version, Kara. Can we listen to his version of I Can't Stop Loving You? Yeah. No, I can't. So her song's pretty similar to his.
Yeah, she slowed it down, made it more acoustic.
Yeah, right. But there's another. Can you find Kara? I Can't Stop Loving You. I want to. Who the heck? I want to say Righteous Brothers.
It's not the same song.
No, it's not at all. No.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It has the same title. No, it's not the same song at all.
Well, that's a pretty common thought. Can't stop loving you.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yeah. Taylor said the song was one of her favorites to sing in the car when she first got her driver's license. She's from Nashville, so they're driving around in Nashville. It's, she said, the most sad, beautiful song ever about unconditional love, living so someone, even if they don't, you can't. I'm a great maintainer. If you love somebody, you really love them. You don't stop loving them. The people I've loved, the women I've loved in my life, I still love. You know, I just don't see, even no matter what happens. I think that's the test of true love, if you still love them. Taylor is going to be on Saturday Night Live, October the 5th, for those of you who are keeping track of the new season, which I think starts the last Saturday of September, does it not? When we're talking about
sounds about right.
Musical mm-hmm. guests, yeah. Okay, next up, musically, you guys going to have to save me on this one. I haven't, have no reference.
Doug is
going
to hate this song so much.
Well, I don't know.
Charlie XCX. Yeah, she's a pop singer. She's a British pop singer who's had quite a few big hits over the last couple years.
Really? She seems to escape my wheelhouse. So what's the...
She has a new album coming out, and this is her new song called Warm, and it's featuring the band Haim, which they're kind of like, I guess, indie pop singers who are big in California.
The newest version of Lockheim. Jewish band. Okay, so...
Okay, I guess that one missed my wheelhouse.
Are you trying to say Lochheim? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Lochheim. Victoria, I did not get that at all.
Yeah,
okay. You didn't get that? What is the matter with you?
How did you pronounce
Lochheim is how... It's not like the Loch Ness Monster, but that's how he sort of pronounced it.
All right, so we're done with Charlie.
Anyway, her new album, Charlie, is coming out on September 13th. So anyone but Doug can pick it up.
I'm so tired of these stars with Roman numeral names.
That's right. 28 past the hour on the DJ.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded to a Category 3 storm, still powerful, and it's been stationary over the Bahamas for over 24 hours, where the damage is said to be devastating. And the Prime Minister there says...
The Royal Bahamas Police Force has confirmed that there are 5 deaths.
And Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says that number is expected to rise. And forecasters now say Dorian will bring heavy flooding and dangerous storm surge to the east coast of Florida, as well as Georgia and South Carolina over the next few days. Vice President Pence says the U.S. remains committed to protecting Poland from Russia, saying at a joint news conference in Warsaw with Poland's president that allies should remain vigilant when it comes to Moscow's election meddling in Europe and across the globe. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now 34 at the hour. Hi, welcome to our DJV program. When I say ours, it is a collected effort, on the part of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I could probably say that without my voice cracking. Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are here on the DJV. Is that much more authoritative? Sounds better, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You sound like a boss. Fine.
Thank you very much. I am. I remind the guys on the farm all the time, they want me to drive because they say I'm the boss. So when we get into the truck to go somewhere, I'm the boss. So here we are. I'm the boss. Yep. I'm bragging here about my stuff, and my stuff includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeley, and Kara Schillen. Not that they're mine, but you know, it's nice to have this crew on the program. And before I stick my foot in my mouth any further, here's Victoria with an overview of places. Here's a new survey as to where to eat, dining out. Where do we go? What's the selective criteria for this survey, Victoria?
Well, the criteria is the country's 50 most kid-friendly restaurants for 2019.
Sweet. You'll be right in line for those. You love kids and restaurants.
These are the places I'll be avoiding the most. Oh. So this is a helpful list for me to know as well. Now, this is done by Open Table, which is the app and the website where most people book their reservations.
Don't you use them? Do you use them?
Oh, I use the app all the time. I love Open Table.
It's great. Yep.
And so they, based on dining feedback from people who use the app, they have come up with a list. There are 16 states, including Washington, D.C., New York, and Florida, all ranked the highest. And each, between Washington, D.C., New York, and Florida, each state had 7 kid-friendly restaurants on the list. Hawaii had the second most with 6 restaurants, and then California and South Carolina both had 4. Now, this is an interesting mix of popular chains as well as individual restaurants. So, like Benihana, which is a very popular restaurant, that actually has multiple locations that have been listed as kid-friendly. And that's probably not something you would really think of.
I remember going to a Benihana once, and the guy, you know how they chop, 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 and throw the stuff on the grill? The guy was chopping, missed, and got his finger.
Oh.
And then they throw it at you when they chop your finger. That's a fake finger, Victoria. It's a thing they do.
Okay.
It's like a plastic, it's a plastic finger.
Oh, my gosh.
Jennifer, wait a minute. Why do you have to spoil the story?
Because Victoria was like, oh.
I was ready to toss my breakfast, but yeah. other resort-friendly chains that made the list, the Hard Rock Cafe. No surprise there. Lots of kids like to look around at all the memorabilia of, guitars and stuff. And then Max Brenner, Rainforest Cafe, and Carmine's. All made, and Carmine's has several locations, the original one being in New York. They're kind of all spread around now. Sugar Factory, which just screams child-friendly, that's one that actually has a lot of famous visitors from all the Kardashians and to J-Lo and other celebrities. And Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen was ranked also as welcoming to all ages. The Ramsays have their, they just welcomed their 5th child, so I guess that was something that was important for him to have the restaurants be kind of, you know, kid-friendly.
And he does a kid's version of a show, too, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, MasterChef Junior. Yeah. Another upscale Vegas restaurant owned by the cake boss, who is his real name is Buddy Velastro. Buddy V's Restaurant, or Ristorante, that was actually voted as a family favorite. Tavern on the Green, this really surprises me. That made the list in New York as kid friendly, which.
If you don't mind spending $100 for your kid's meal, you're all set.
Well, that's probably true as well.
Probably
Tavern on
so
the Green
beautiful.
One of the most, it's a beautiful place. One of the most expensive places I think I ever ate, at least in this country. Very, very, but it's just in Central Park and the ambiance, it's just very cool.
It is, yeah. And it was closed for a really long time. And then they did extensive renovations. And so now it's back and better than ever. So, and that's usually, especially at the holiday time,
how do you measure better than ever? It's more expensive than ever.
Well, apparently
you can't
the food
get out
is
of
better
there for
because
less
the
than $100
was...
bucks a person. You just can't.
Yeah, well, that's also most New York high-end places. So, I mean, that's not like that surprising.
Okay.
But there's also a place on the list near you, Doug, in Boston. Maybe you want to take Miles. It's called Fire and Ice Boston. Have you heard of that?
I don't know it. No, I don't know it. I don't go
out apparently that
here. Certainly not now. Fire and Ice. It's is
Fire
it in the
and
city?
Ice Boston.
In the city, okay.
Yeah, it's listed as in Boston, so maybe if you take him into the city, that'll be a place that he'll like to go to.
Yeah. All right, some other food news. Here's something on the other side of what we're talking about. Well, for Victoria, going into a restaurant with a lot of children poses a certain danger. there are some other dangers besides food poisoning, something new to worry about. Exposure to toxic chemicals. There's a study that found people who ate out had 35% higher levels of certain elements in their blood than people who dined at home. Something called phthalates.
Phthalates.
Thank you. That's
phthalates.
This is the first study who... What are they?
I like it how Doug says it.
Yeah. I guess I'm just sort of translating for him today. Phthalates are really bad. Phthalates are in so many different things. You'll see a lot of body wash
food
products
packaging.
Now that...
Were we talking about this last week? The packaging and stuff, processing materials, that sort of stuff. And these things disrupt your hormones.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah.
It is
really
bad.
A lot of women who have like thyroid or hormonal issues... the first thing, if you have a really good doctor who understands environmental stressors, that's the first thing they'll tell you. Eliminate phthalates and BPA and all that stuff from your world.
So I went into, this is mission time, all of the talk we've had on the air about that veggie burger at Burger King.
The Impossible Whopper, right.
Mm-hmm. So I went in there the other night after I dropped off Miles, who's crabby, and Megan said, why don't we just not have dinner? And I said, okay. So I'm on my way back, and I stopped at I went into a Bed Bath & Beyond to find a new bathroom. We couldn't find one, so across the street is the Whopper place. And I thought, okay, I'll go over there and see what this Impossible Whopper was about. And I went in, and there was this big, oh, my God, I felt badly for the kids. This big, fat guy with a couple of kids in there, he ordered 4 double cheeseburgers for himself. I mean, it's no wonder that people are...
Why did you feel sorry for the Burger King people?
No, I didn't. I felt sorry for the kids.
You feel sorry for the guy.
No, all right, I'm going to digress here for a second. Coming back on the plane yesterday, I watched the first...
We're already back on the plane. I just want to know, is the Impossible Whopper any good? What does it taste like? Don't leave us hanging here.
It was good. It was actually quite good. Yeah,
does it taste like a beef burger?
Well, it's been a long time since I had a hamburger, but it did taste like what I remember a hamburger tasted. It was quite good, actually. I'd have another one. I would have another one. It had lettuce and tomato and onion on it and a pickle. It was good, actually. Yeah, it was good. All right, so meanwhile, back on the plane yesterday, coming back. So you're all going to laugh at me. I watched the 6 first episodes of, what do you call it? The hospital show, Ellen Pompeo. What's the...
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I found myself... absolutely loving. I have never watched that show before.
Oh, it's a great show. I used to watch. I think I watched it for like 10 years. I just
McDreamy.
Yeah.
And
Heigl.
Heigl.
No, we watched the first 6 episodes.
This is the first episode
ever.
Yeah, I was going to say I got bad news about that.
Heigl's in it.
Yeah.
And,
like any of them, just go to the cemetery.
they're all gone.
They're all dead. Really?
A lot of them. Yeah. Many
spoiler alert.
Oh, that's too bad.
At some point, you leave that show, and it's always in some sort of catastrophe.
I've seen it on TV now, and I've not ever watched it because I didn't really know what it was about. But I just was intrigued, and so I watched the first. I thought, okay, I'll watch a couple of minutes of this, and I'll see what else.
It's a great show.
And it is. Well, I was laughing. I don't laugh when I watch television shows. Laughing and involved and wanting to have them all get together. And Sandra Oh is. Absolutely. The two of them together, there's great chemistry. I don't know whether they were friends in real life or not, but they were the chemistry between, actually, Heigl must have been the beginning of her acting
before
career.
Before she became an egomaniac, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. She was really good in it, and Pompeo, I don't know what her history is. The woman who plays her mother has been a character actress forever and a day.
Also dead.
Yeah,
the only one that I think is still alive, and I haven't watched it in like a couple of seasons, but Alex is still alive, isn't he, Kara?
I've seen about two episodes, so I don't know.
The guy who runs the hospital is still there.
He's still alive. And then the guy that played Alex, who's like, I think, who's love interest at the beginning? I think he's still alive, too.
Is he? Okay. Anyway, it was good. Anyway, so we talked about that. The dangers of that stuff. You gotta be careful. And the reason I bring it up and got sidetracked with 35 other stories is because this stuff, how do you pronounce it?
Phthalates. Just phthalates. Yeah, ignore the P. Phthalates. Yeah, phthalates.
Okay. Is biggest in cheeseburgers. They have more levels of phthalates.
So that was how we got from the fat guy ordering 4 double cheeseburgers to Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if
next time you should draw us a map.
Yeah. But if a guy is ordering 4 double cheeseburgers for himself, I don't know that you're going to dissuade him with a phthalate argument. I don't think that's going to do it.
Yeah.
In a moment, I want to check in with Jennifer a couple of late-breaking Trump stories after this.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game-changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We turn to Jennifer for these items. The administration rolling back another Obama-era regulation from the EPA, announcing cuts to regulations on methane emissions. Good for those of us who are in the cow business, but this is not what's affected. It's the oil and gas industry, so they're not required to install technology to monitor methane leaks from wells. How's that going to help? How is this going to help anybody? All right, Jennifer, I don't want to seem to be attacking here. Maybe you have an insight from the administration as to why this is okay.
No, I actually, it's the first time I've heard about it. Sorry.
Oh, really? Okay. That's
no.
All right.
So no, I don't know.
To look for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to change that. Then they're also going to open Alaska, the rainforest up there, to being harvested, the wood in the national forest there. The thing, there's 17 million acres up there, and they have a lot of cedar and spruce and hemlock and that sort of thing. It's the largest temperate rainforest, obviously the opposite of what's going, of the circumstance. The weather conditions there are exactly the opposite of the rainforest in Brazil.
Which is still on fire, the Amazon.
Yeah, right. Clinton banned timber cutting up there in 2001, so now it's going to be allowed again. Under an order from Secretary of the Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. There's nothing about him that impresses me. There's nothing about anything they do in the agricultural community that impresses me. Sierra Club says it's home to an astonishing breadth of wildlife, bears, eagles, humpback whale. I don't know about the humpback whale being in the forest, but at any rate, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind whether I think this is okay or not. Generally, I don't like cutting. Unless it's clear cutting. I don't like clear cutting. I like cutting to clean up the forest, to get rid of the dead growth and let new stuff grow. I don't know. It's not clear to me what's going to happen here. Under that circumstance, I would say it's good. But if it's just cutting and clear cutting.
Yeah, they're actually saying, just looking at it, the senator from there, Lisa Murkowski, and the governor asked for this because they said they're not able to develop a year-round economy, and it's not sustainable in the current regulations.
Okay. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now, our focus on your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. In this portion of the program, this is a way for us to get you to focus for a few minutes on one thing and one thing only. And Jack wants to focus on sugar. There's this whole business. There always is and has been. Matter of fact, I have a new sponsor that focuses on blood sugar issues, which I'll talk to you about, Jack, when we go through this science of sugar, using sugar, sugary snacks, eating them, drinking those beverages. So we call it sometimes a sugar high. You take exception to that phrase.
Well, there's every wind blows every different direction all the time, and you hear about sugar doing this and sugar doing that. I try to limit my understanding of these kinds of things from the latest journal publications that have no axe to grind, because they come from journals that openly admit right up front, hey, we don't know everything. Here's some stuff we found. We could be a little skewed here. Here are the things we really need to study because of the result of this study. And that's one of the things I like about, and I'm sure you've got your latest edition of Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Review.
Yeah, I was reading it on the plane yesterday. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So the study, and I love the research that comes out of Europe, because Europe is always a 10 to 20 years ahead of us
when it comes to understanding.
Yeah, because the government has to pick up the health bill.
Yeah.
Here, you know, the citizen does. So anyway, some stuff that came out of the University of Berlin, Lancaster University, and the University of Warwick in the UK, in London. And what they found out is that the sugar didn't give you so much as a rush as it led to a crash thereafter. And
so
usually
isn't that
what
different?
Happens,
because most people will consume something sugary, giving themselves, they're thinking to themselves, okay, I'll have a sugar rush, and it'll pick me up, it'll wake me up, I'm feeling sleepy or need a nap or something.
Right.
So something sugary will get me going.
It will momentarily pick you up a little bit because the cells are getting a big blast of some sugar, but right away the insulin shoots up really high, which gets the sugar out of the blood real fast, and you go on that roller coaster drop where it's going to affect your mood. It will actually worsen your mood. It will actually make you more tired than you were before you had the sugar stuff. So sugary breakfasts, pancakes, waffles, that kind of stuff, the sugary drinks during the day, cakes, donuts, cookies, ice cream, pies, pizza, all of the stuff that they add to. You know, what they do is they take the food off the vine and they take it out of the ground. They take out of it what actually will rot and spoil, which is the stuff that's nutritious for you. Right. And they have to put something back into it to make it somewhat palatable so that you enjoy the taste. Mm-hmm. So that's where the artificial flavors come from, and that's where a lot of sugar comes from.
All right, wait a minute. There's a list of things here in the study of what to avoid. Pancakes, waffles, have avocados for breakfast, okay?
Yeah, avocados, boiled eggs, whole grain.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Steel-cut oatmeal.
Avoid sugary desserts like cakes, cookies, ice cream. What is it with you? I avoid ice cream and pies.
Well, I'm kind of coming in the back door trying to get you to eat a nice ice cream.
I understand.
You have more energy.
I have lots of energy. Are you kidding? People can't keep up with me.
Well, you're a farmer. You're out on the farm the rest of the day after the radio show. So you're in good shape. That leads to more energy.
But I oftentimes have ice cream for lunch, like 4 or 5 o'clock. I've eaten in the morning and I didn't eat again. And I'll go to the ice cream bus and have some ice cream.
Well, I'm going to let the University of Warwick know about you so they can do an individual study just over here.
Yeah, right. That would be a good idea. Meanwhile, talking about blood sugar issues, most of us crave sugar. The popular treatments to deal with blood sugar issues oftentimes make us tired and put constraints on our life. Now, there's a new product called Curalin that you might want to look up, Jack. Curalin. It's a natural blend of 10 different key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response, so you feel back to normal and you can still enjoy sugary stuff. Each of Curalin's ingredients is backed by a clinical study supporting their effect on glucose levels in the body. Thousands of studies done to back up Curalin. It boosts your energy, maintains your insulin level, all that good stuff, supports a healthy metabolism, fats and carbs together. So here's how you get Curalin, Curalin. Just type that in, and then you get to the site. You type in the DJV promo code, $20 off your first supply. 1 month supply, $20 off. Curalin, that's the all-natural way to have a happier and fuller life. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.